Hey everybody, God bless you. My name is Raymond. Welcome to Inspiring Transformation. Hey, today I want to give you two keys for walking in your purpose. Key number one, I want you to be mindful of how much of yourself you give to other people's initiatives. Let me say that again. I want you to be mindful, be careful of how much of you give to other people's initiatives. Sometimes you can give so much of yourself away, so much of your time, so much of your resources, so much of your energy, that when it comes time to putting in the work and putting in the drive and digging deep to make sure what God has shown you gets done, you're tapped out. You don't have the resources, you don't have the time, you don't have the energy, and quite frankly, you don't have the mindset anymore to make sure that what God gave you to do gets done. I'm not telling you not to help other people. I'm not telling you it's not important that you're a part of other people's vision and making sure that God gives us the gifts and the talents to help other people. But you can't give so much of yourself away. You can't give so much of your energy and resources away until it's time for you to manifest what's in you. It's time for you to manifest and walk in your destiny, that you have given so much of yourself away that there's nothing left to invest in what God's shown you. That will make you bitter, and that will set you behind when it comes to making sure that you're a part of the manifesting process of what God is doing in your life. So make sure you monitor how much of yourself you give away to other people. Monitor how much involvement you get when it comes to other people's vision. Just because you're helping someone doesn't mean that you need to take full responsibility of the outcome of what they are called to do. You've got your own vision, you've got your own instructions, and you need to make sure that gets done. Key number two, I want you to value your time. Let me say it again. I want you to value the time God has given you. Our days upon the earth are very, very, very short. And I know that we play this game and we walk around as if we have a whole lot of time to do, what we need to do. We've got very little time to do a whole lot of work. And I want you to value the time that you have. I don't want you to play with your time. And I don't want you to allow other people to play with your time. I want you to respect every moment, every microsecond of your time. I want time to become precious to you. I want you to honor the time that God has given you. I want you to value the time. I want you to be mindful of where you are investing your time. I want you to invest time in things that will take you closer to the execution of your vision. I want you to invest time into places and into things and into people that the return will be a high yielding for you and both for them. I want you to make sure that you value the time that God has given you. Don't squander your time. Don't play with your time. Don't lollygag. Listen, if you've got an hour to be productive, then I want you to be productive in that hour. Value your time. Listen, my name is Raymond, and I pray God's peace and prosperity over your life. Do me a favor. Would you hit the share button and help me share this information with as many people as we can? And also hit that subscribe button to make sure you're getting future videos. Listen, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It does not matter what it sounds like. You are absolutely, positively, 100% unquestionably forbidden to fail. Purpose is waiting on you. Engage it. God bless you. I'll see you next time right here on Inspiring Transformation.